All right, with all of those topics out of the way, let's go ahead and move into our one-minute one-shot, where one of us takes on the role of DM and creates a simple obstacle that we all have to attempt to solve. This month, I am going to be DMing, and I have an interesting high-level one-minute one-shot that I wanted to throw at you all, see what you guys thought. So, you find yourselves at the edge of the universe, in an unknown plane ruled by the Lord of Liches, the Keeper of Secrets, the Whispered One, Vecna. He's killed every single one of your party members, except for your one cleric, who happens to be your partner in life. The glowing eyes of this evil god looks down at your partner, casting a spell that you recognize to be Finger of Death. As he points and begins his incantation, you know he's about to kill her. Or him. Or them. But you look down at your spellbook on your initiative turn. You've been holding on to your ninth level spell for this exact moment. You begin to cast Wish. What is the wish you make?
Interesting.
This is a
very okay, this is a little... All right.
Okay. I got it.
All right. Just understand that when you cast Wish, the more complex the wish is, the harder it is to do.
That's okay. This is not a complex wish.
All right. All right.
Hold on. Hang on. On what scale? Harder how? Like, are we rolling success or what?
I don't know if we're going to roll success.
No, but how does the wish work? Is it like a monkey's paw?
It's like a monkey's paw in some instances. It depends on what kind of wording you use for your wish.
So just be careful. I do want to mention real quick that we have off camera in our own games dealt with this Vecna asshole before, and he's a real slimy little trickster jackass. I just don't like him. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, Daniel.
So I just want to start by saying I'm just going to read off the description of the spell Finger of Death, because this is important to what I'm going to do.
That's also good to know, yes.
So Finger of Death, you send negative energy coursing through a creature that you can see within range, causing it searing pain. Okay, this is the key part of my wish. You see, I'm going to wish for a mirror. Okay, I'm going to wish for a mirror. I'm going to put it right in front of me and my partner at the same moment when Vecna has already cast this spell, all right? So who's the only person Vecna can see after this spell is cast? Well, that's Vecna. So Vecna's going to Finger of Death himself. Boom.
He's going to finger himself.
That's right. To death.
I was holding it back. Okay.
All right. I like that. That's a good way of fixing that issue. Okay. Ryan, Zach.
That's so tough.
Spoilers. Okay. Mm-hmm. Spoilers for Critical Role. I'm not sure what episode. I think it was a campaign one. But I do know that similar to what Daniel just said, that there's something similar that happened. Like, there's somebody who was going to do, like, an instant kill. It was disintegration. That's what it was. Somebody was going to cast disintegration, and the bad guy redirected it into one of the party members with some... I'm not sure what spell it was, but they somehow...
There was another time in campaign two where that happened, where there was like a big bad.
I saw a mashup of both of them side by side.
It didn't actually hit, so... But anyways, yeah. Yeah. But, with that aside...
Yeah, for this situation. That's what it made me think of.
Yeah.
See, at that point, I feel like Vecna just wouldn't cast it. Like, he would just hold it. Like,
for the mirror?
Yeah, like, there's no reason.
But but what are you doing?
Right, exactly.
You're not the DM, Ryan. Stay in your lane. Okay, do you have an answer, Ryan? I think I got some.
I don't yet.
Okay, so I feel like... I'm going to say some wild shit, and here's my justification for it before I say it. I feel
That's
like...
the whole point.
This is a pretty dangerous situation, and I'm operating on like split second decisions, which means that I don't really have time to plan out a wish. I just got to go with the first thing that comes to mind. And the first thing that came to my mind when you said this, and I've been trying to like plan it out, but we're just going to go with it. I would wish that spells were never a thing.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Wish for no more magic.
So there, that there wasn't even magic to begin with.
That's a, ooh.
Just nip it right in the bud.
All right. All right. That's a campaign ending spell. I like it. I like the idea. Yeah. We'll get to that at the end once Ryan has his answer.
I'm locking it in. That's what I'm going with.
That's a good idea. Okay. All right, Ryan, what is your answer?
So it says you can grant up to 10 creatures you can see resistant to a damage type of you choose. I would wish for her to be resistant to necrotic damage.
Okay.
Okay. I guess it depends, like, if we're really low health. If that wouldn't work very well if she's already pretty low health.
Right. And this is, all of your party members have died. So,
okay, then here,
other than that,
how many party members do we have? And, like, we're 9th level spell, so we're probably, what, 18th level at this point?
Sure.
I can't.
Well, I'm a cat in. She's freaking the hell out of me right now.
I would say, how is Vecna looking right now? I mean,
he's taking some hits. I mean, sure. He's looking pretty beat up. Yeah, sure.
Is it just my party here, or is there a larger fighting force here that's fighting with us?
Well, I mean, the rest of your party members are dead. D-E-D, dead.
Right, I know, I get that. But is it just my group, or is there other people here at the edge of the universe?
No, it's just cronies? You okay. And the cleric left. That's
well,
it.
I understand. I'm saying how many bodies are here, though, that we're fighting.
Oh, bodies. That's up to you. I didn't put that in the description.
5.
All right. Well, I mean, assuming that we're fighting Vecna just alone, I mean, I imagine there might have been another fighting force maybe with us, but just going with the fact that maybe it's just a party for, we're all 18th level. If he's already taken some hits and he's looking rough, I will cast Wish to resurrect all my party members, and then,
But that doesn't save your girl.
No, but
all right.
If we can take Vecna down, we can resurrect her still another way. If I survive, I can keep wishing people back to life, you know, after
maybe after every wish, you have to roll a D100 and you have a 33% chance in order to never be able to cast Wish again.
Oh, brutal.
Well, but even then, you could still resurrect them. I mean, so
true.
And we're 18th level. So, I mean, money is probably not going to be an issue. So,
all right, let's open up Finger of Death, because I believe there is a caveat to all of this. All right. So, let's start in the order of answers. Daniel, your mirror. You wish a mirror to be placed between you and Vecna at that time that he casts Finger of Death. I would say that with that, he wouldn't be able to see you as he casts it, and since it's a reaction, I would say that he does go through with the cast, and as he points, he is unable to see. The Finger of Death does not hit, which brings a whole new round, and that was your last spell slot.
Lame, okay.
But you did live.
So the Finger of Death didn't kill anybody.
But
maybe it was Vecna's last spell slot, too.
But he can see a creature. See, this is why I'm just going to argue with you just a little bit. He can see one creature. It just happens to be himself. And the reason why I looked to see what the text said is it's a beam of negative energy. And as we know, mirrors reflect everything.
All right. So, go ahead and roll a d20.
Thank you.
Just to throw that chaotic energy in there.
I'll take that.
D20. Okay, let's roll. We got an 11.
May I just real quick ask, were you pointing the mirror at the right angle to point it back?
Well, that's part of the wish, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but you didn't say there was a mirror. And it was placed in between, but that doesn't mean that it was a proper angle.
Well, I might put it right in front of this. That way it would be like straight back, so it seems whatever.
I would say, I mean,
maybe it's like one of those suntan reflectors and it bounces all over the hell place.
I would give Vecna probably. He would most likely have immunity to necrotic damage, being the Lord of Liches, the King of Undead. So, unfortunately, I would say that.
Whatever, I'm still proud of my decision.
No, it was a good call. It was a good call.
You survived the round, at least.
Zach, going to yours.
What up?
You.
This has got to be some, like, pretty cataclysmic. How do you even make a call on this?
Go ahead and roll a d20.
All right.
Let's see what happens, and we'll go from there.
I got a 9.
All right. You, being the person that is casting a spell to say that spells are no longer, have never, ever in existence been a thing. This is a cataclysmic casting of wish. I would say that, I mean, God, Vecna wouldn't even be a thing in this case. You probably wouldn't even be there.
I'd be off in some cottage with my partner. Just
the world might not even be a thing. I mean, the world was created through magic.
I know. Pretty wild, huh?
Man, I would have to say that, like, the next session would have to be you guys either teleporting outside of the universe in general and having to fix the fucking mess you just created.
Or
I think that is probably the best. You escaped.
Yeah, we did. I lived, bitch.
You did.
I did.
You made it out, and that is it. The world, the universe that you know is fucking gone.
And it probably changed the entire course of history, so my life is a completely different thing. And I'm living off with...
See, no, funny enough, that's exactly what's happened, and that's how we're living here today on Earth, is because of that.
Or it's the start of your next campaign. Who knows? There's infinite possibilities. All of them where I still have my cleric partner and everything's fine.
I don't know, because your cleric partner you met on the road when you were adventuring.
John, listen. I don't care what it says in the rule books. Love always finds a way.
Shut the fuck up. All right, well, with a 9, it fucking didn't, so...
No, it's not a roll thing. Always fine. I love you, Claire.
You look like you had an epiphany while I was answering Zach's.
I did, kind of, but no, I'm just going to keep with what I had for now.
All right. So, you resurrect the rest of your party just as the Finger of Death shoots your cleric down.
Wait, I would just hold it till after she died and just bring her back also. That's stupid.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, if you hold it.
I my reaction would be as soon as he's done. Because, okay. Like.
All right. All right. Well.
Smart. Plan.
After Finger of Death,
I'm good.
A humanoid killed by the spell rises at the start of the next turn as a zombie and is permanently under their control. Unfortunately. So.
Well, it would happen either way.
As you hold, they come back up as a zombie under the control of Vecna. You bring the rest of your party members up and have quite the battle.
Johnny, I have a question. If instead of wishing for a mirror, if after Vecna cast a spell, if I'd wished for Vecna to switch places with my partner, would he then have gotten hit by his own spell?
I mean...
But he's still immune, so it still would be the same.
Yeah,
he's
still
immune
to the necrotic
damage. I know, I didn't see
anything
about him being immune. I did do a little searchy search, but
there's
the internet
no real
was
stats.
Inconclusive.
Yeah.
Wait, I have an idea!
Oh god, here it is.
That was going to top my idea, but well, yeah, let's hear it.
So, let's see. What... Is a good is there any race that is immune to anything, just or a class that gets immunity?
Dragonborn.
I know, but like that's not immune, that's resistant, right?
Oh, immune. I don't know if anybody's immune.
Really exists.
Yeah.
Paladins are immune to certain things.
You could be a half orc that just comes back with relentless endurance.
Yeah, there you go. My cleric is a half-orc there.
Just gets hit by all that necrotic energy and just like, that the best you got?
Man, that would really freak Vecna out, though. Can you imagine?
No, takes 7d8 plus 30 necrotic damage and just spits in his eye. Like,
yeah,
that's
there
it.
You go. That's my solution. She's a half orc, or he's
so
a half
you,
orc.
So you wish that they're a half orc at that moment?
No, they were a half orc the whole time.
Already here, are. Already here,
here's
are.
The
okay.
thing, Johnny. So they right. are a half orc, so they come back up with one hit point. And okay. I then use my thing to. Oh, you know what? I completely miss it. It's you. They regain all hit points. I was reading it as you revive multiple people. Mm. That's where I was messing up. I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. That'd be stupid as hell. I would then still make it so their the wish would be to make them like resistant to necrotic damage. And then if they're a half orc, I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter anyways. Never mind.
So then what are you going to do with your spell?
Yeah.
Wish for spells to not be a thing. It worked out really good for me.
Just destroy the universe.
We made it out okay, guys. We made it out okay. Love finds a way. We're still together. I love you, cleric. We'll always be together in any direction.
My epiphany that I had was I was going to wish for Vecna to miss.
Okay.
That's pretty good. Okay. Solid. Yeah. All right.
That's a solid. Yeah,
that's
definitely.
There's no monkey's paw on that.
With that, I would say, yeah, definitely. That could work. He misses, and you know, the half orc still has their relentless endurance, which gives at least two rounds left of this of your loved one, and the rest of the fight we'll never know. But at least he missed that one. Cool. All right, well, that concludes the one-minute one-shot of the very high-level, very high-level one-minute one-shot.
You know what? And also, can I just say I came up with another idea just now.
Let's do it.
I would have wished that Vecna only knew healing spells.
So then Finger of Death was actually Finger of Life.
Or Cure Wounds or something.
That right there is some fucking 3D chess, big brain
right on.
In it. Yeah.
Oh, wait, right. wait. Sorry, I'm gonna go keep going for a second because
let's just do this all night. This is too good. This
finger,
too much
finger
fun.
Death is a
seventh level spell.
Seventh level spell. I was just looking because it's a vocal somatic, but he probably can just cast it without speaking. So I was gonna say
he's a fucking god. Yeah. So yeah, he could pretty much cast anything without speaking.
Yeah. Never mind.
But with that all aside, all of you guys. Let us know what your wish would have been in the comments, please, because wish is something that not very many people get to actually cast, and so that's why I thought that this was going to be so interesting, is to see what you guys would do. So, please, all of our listeners, leave a comment. What kind of a wish would you do in that situation? But
I got one more. I got one more.
Oh, yeah? All right. Last one.
Last one.
I wish...
What did you do?
For Vecna's phylactery to be destroyed.
Okay.
There you go. That way he gets fucked. Anyways.
All right. So. Well.
Not that he can't make another one, but.
God of Liches, you think he only has one phylactery?
With his phylactery gun, he is now, like, mildly annoyed, as he is a god, and he can still stay there without his phylactery.
Not whole dimensions of phylacteries.
But, probably. With that aside.
I wish for Torm to be there.
Torm just appears and fucking slams him to the side. No.
Lastly, I just want to say I totally thought of one more solution to our 1 minute one shot.
Okay. Well,
all right.
I knew
speaking
it wasn't going to be the last one.
Here it is. That's when my eyes went really big for a second. So, I got two ones. Here's the first one. I wish for Vecna to become a snail.
Okay.
So
you're throwing polymorph?
Shoutouts to polymorph.
So there's
super
that.
Good spell.
And then secondly, the other idea is I wish Vecna to be incapacitated.
Okay.
Because then he can't take any actions and he can't take any reactions. He's just incapacitated.
Okay.
Actually, no, sorry. It's either that or petrified. But either way.
Oh.
Just take him out of the equation completely.
I have one I want to mention.
Oh my god,
I'm gonna cast wish, and my wish is gonna be that I'm gonna cast how do you pronounce the name of the spell? Geese. Geas. Guys. You know that spell?
Geas.
Geas.
Do you know this spell?
I have no idea. No.
This is a sixth spell. Oh. Slash enchantment.
It's a fifth level spell.
Basically, you command a creature you can see within range to do whatever you want. And I would tell Vecna
how's it
to
spelled?
Be my new best friend.
G-E-A-S.
Okay, I was joking.
So
but
he's
that
your
actually,
best friend.
That actually is pronounced Geass.
The only problem I can see with that, unfortunately, would be that it requires a save.
And he has to be charmed. So I don't know if he has immunity to charming. Honestly, I didn't want to look up his statistics. I just wanted to see what kind of answers you guys had for
real
wishes.
Quick, I'm sticking with my answer. I came with the best one on the first try.
Yep.
Sticking with it. Don't
just magic is gone.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Well, with that, I think we're done with answering the 1 minute
spells
one
are
shot.
Pretty good.